This is an Aero News Touch and Go for July 14th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. At the biennial Farnborough Aviation Show, Bombardier announced on Sunday its board of directors has granted approval for the launch of the C-Series. The company says the five abreast commercial airliners will offer airlines superior economics, performance, environmental, and passenger-oriented improvements for the next quarter century. Entry into service is scheduled for 2013. Germany's Lufthansa will be the aircraft's launch customer, signing a 60-plane letter of intent, including 30 options. Final assembly will happen in a plant near Montreal, but the wings will be manufactured in the company's facility in Belfast, Ireland. On Friday, another pair of airliners had a near miss, coming within about a half mile of each other, over New York's JFK International Airport. CNN reports that this time, the FAA has responded with an immediate halt to simultaneous operations on perpendicular runways at JFK. FAA spokeswoman Laura Brown confirmed Delta Flight 123, a Boeing 757 inbound from Shannon, Ireland, executed a missed approach to runway 22 left and came within 600 feet vertically and a half mile laterally of a Comair CRJ-900 taking off on 13 right. It's possible this incident would have gone unreported had it not followed another conflict over JFK a week ago involving a similar scenario. Dean Iacopelli, a spokesman for the New York chapter of the National Air Traffic Controllers Association, confirmed the FAA has, quote, terminated that perpendicular simultaneous approach procedure, unquote. There was more sniping from both Diamond Aircraft Industries and T-Alert Aircraft Engines on Friday. Diamond announced on Friday it would not bid for T-Alert, charging that insolvency administrator Bruno Kebler is keeping potential investors in the dark about details important to assessing the investment potential that the engine maker's business represents. Quote, the summary description, in Diamond's opinion, withholds relevant facts regarding TAE engines, the TAE customers, and the competitive market forces, unquote. Kebler shot back, quote, Diamond would have received comprehensive information regarding the situation of T-Alert after signing the confidentiality agreement. Diamond's actions clearly serve the purpose of derogating T-Alert's reputation in the naive assumption to be able to subsequently purchase T-Alert far under value, unquote. Diamond sought to assure its customers that it has a plan for the post-T-Alert era. Diamond, which was T-Alert's largest single customer, said it continues to work to provide existing customers the best support it can given the circumstances. Quote, we are actively working on the technical challenges needed to be able to manufacture and overhaul select TAE parts for the EASA STCs we are pursuing, unquote. The company added it's moving ahead on gaining regulatory approvals needed to retrofit the Austro Engines AE300 turbodiesel into existing planes and to use Austro as an OEM on new DA42s and DA40 TDIs. Diamond says it's also working on a program to allow customers with deposits on T-Alert-equipped DA42s to transition to the waiting list for versions of the plane powered by either the new Austro diesel or the Lycoming O360. Diamond adds it will also refund deposits to position holders who won't accept anything but T-Alert. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Sir Richard Branson predicts a major U.S. airline will fail. U.S. machinists rally around Boeing's aerial tanker. And the FAA will spend another $28 million on Denver International. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, I'll talk with CFI Bob Miller about what he calls aviation's great hoax, training VFR pilots to avoid IMC instead of handle it, and training instrument pilots using only simulated IMC. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.